Okay, good morning. Today's shiur is sponsored Leila Nishmas Esther Rivka Bas Baruch and Neshama Shavan Aliyah, and also Refu Shleima for a child in our neighborhood, Rafal Yol Ozer Ben Chaim Malka. Refu Shleima, Mr. Shachal Yisrael. Okay, so last week we had the schus of starting the halachos of brachos, and we discussed the halachos of Shinu Mokum. So we're not going to review that, but one halacha that came up in the halachas of Shin and Mokum, those of you here, you'll know what I'm referring to, is which bracha achronas, which after brachas, need to be in their original place where you ate. It was nogeya by Shin and Mokum, because we said those bracha achronas that need to be back where you ate, that makes you still connected, and because of that, even if you leave, it's not considered a Shin and Mokum. But we did touch upon that, so I just want to clarify the halachos in regards to that topic. That is, which brachos need to be, which bracha achronos need to be specifically where you ate. So there are three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, in the Rishayim, which bracha achrona needs to be where you ate. The first opinion is that only birchas hamazon, the full benching that we say over hamotzi, foods, bagels, challah, bread, matzah for Ashkenazim, all those, for those foods, the bracha samozon, opinion number one is that that bracha achrona needs to be where you ate. If you washed and you ate, and then you leave your place, and you realize, oh yeah, I never made a bracha achrona, so we need to discuss how many minutes do you have to still make it. We'll get to that. But you should go back to your place to bench. If you are sitting on the couch and you realize you never benched from the Suda, you should get up from the couch and go back to your seat. There are those that say that if it's in the same room, you could be lenient. You shouldn't rely on that. Person should go back to their seat and bench. That is opinion number one, that Birchas HaMazon needs to be in its place.
If someone's sitting in your seat, in that seat,
so you ask them nicely to leave.
So
ask
it's
them
better
nicely.
To...
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Opinion number two is that not only Birchas HaMazon needs to be in its where you ate, but also Al HaMichya. Al-Michya, as you know, is by Mizono's foods, except for rice, by cakes and cookies and pretzels, by Al-Michya. Opinion number two is not only Birchas HaMazon, but also Al-Michya. Opinion number three is not only Birchas HaMazon, and not only Al-Michya, but also Al-Ha'etz, that we say on grapes or dates and the Zayin Minim, which we have to discuss more in other areas of Halacha separately, but that is opinion number three, that also Al-Ha'etz. Of course, preferably you should try to bench in your spot by all three. By Shin and Mokum, we said that also by all three, since we have a doubt as far as which brachos need to be in its place, since we have all three as a doubt, all three make you still connected. The question is, which everyone wants to know, let's say you leave already and you're a million miles away, do you need to go back to bench? So it really depends how you left. Did you leave on purpose? Did you leave by mistake that you forgot to bench and then you realize? Most cases where you have left your place already and you realize you haven't benched is where you left b'shogeg. You left by mistake, meaning not that you left by mistake, but that you left without benching by mistake. You forgot to bench, it happens, and a person realizes when they're already on the road. So the halacha is, Mishnah Berurah comes out, that if it's very inconvenient, you are allowed to bench where you are now and you do not need to return. How inconvenient is inconvenient? So what really it should depend on is that if you want to rely for Birchas HaMazon to tell yourself, oh, it's inconvenient, I don't need to return, so for Birchas HaMazon it should really be very inconvenient, because all three opinions agree that you should go back. For Al HaMichya, it could be somewhat inconvenient. For Al HaEitz, if it's a little bit inconvenient, meaning you can understand why I'm saying this, because we have the three opinions. All three hold of Birchas HaMazon, two hold of Al HaMichya, and only one holds of Al HaEitz. So the guidelines for how inconvenient it needs to be to return should depend on which bracha achrona it is. I tell my students, davening starts at 8:45 in the Beis Yaakov, and let's say they wash for breakfast, and then they come to school, and it's, 8:40, and, if they go home and come back, then they're going to be late, etc. That is valid, that's considered inconvenient. You still have to bench. We'll discuss those halachos, how long you have. But if you need to bench, and if you have to go back, and it's very inconvenient, you're already on the road, you're already driving, it's already 10 minutes on the road, you're going to have to turn around, we say that you would bench where you are. One option is, hold on 1 second, one option is that those of you who check with any of the students that I taught, I didn't say this in class because it gets complicated, but one option is the following. If you have more of that food, or more accurately, more of the same bracha achrona with you, you could eat in the place where you are. If you, let's say you ate pretzels at home, and now you're in the car, and you realize that I never made an alamichya, but guess what? I happen to have some cookies with me in the car. So I would be allowed to eat the cookies in the car. I would probably have to make a new boramina mizonos. Even though we said last week that when you had a kazayis of alamichya, and we said it again today already, that it's not considered a shina makom, but since you planned on finishing eating, so your eating was finished. Now you realize I didn't bench, and now I'm going to decide to have some cookies. You probably would have to make a new mizonos. But since you ate in place number two, you are allowed to bench in place number two. So then anyways, you don't have to worry about, oh, how inconvenient is it for me to return. If I continue to eat in my other place, I'm allowed to bench in my other place, which is important halacha in general. Let's say I eat in two different places. I eat in the dining room and in the kitchen. So where do I have to bench? So you're allowed to bench not only where you started to eat, you're also allowed to bench where you continue to eat afterwards. So sometimes we're saying that if you're not sure how inconvenient it is to go back, you are able to eat in the second place, and then you'd be able to bench over there as well. You had a question?
Yes, so if the girls would have enough time to walk home and bench and then come back before being late, they should do that?
Technically, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Also, would you wash again? Let's say they had, you know, a sandwich for lunch, and so they wanted to eat a little bit more at school so they could bench there. Would they wash again?
I don't understand the case. They had a sandwich for breakfast.
Yeah.
Then they go to school.
You go to school. They didn't bench.
Okay.
They happen to have bread on them.
Okay.
They want to eat a little bit more so they could bench there. So do they wash again?
They would wash again. If they had a Hesach Hadas, which, you know, they would have to make a new Hamotzi, they would have to wash again. Yeah, probably even with a bracha. I don't see that. Yeah.
For alamechia, for food for alamechia, do you have to sit when you make that bracha?
We're going
to
discuss that. We're going to hold off on that shortly. We're going to discuss sitting for Birchas Hamazon and sitting for alamechia and sitting for Bar Nefashos. Other details of that, I don't think we're going to get to that today, but Bez Hashem, we will get to that. The answer is preferably. For Birchas Hamazon, for sure, yes, but alamicha, it's also preferable. What we're going to discuss now is a term that we touched upon last week, which is called Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means that Hesach is Hey Yud Samach Ches, and Hadas, Hey Dalet Ayin Suf. Das, of course, means knowledge, and Hesach means an interruption. Now, we said last week, we discussed one case of Hesach Hadas, is Shina Makom. When you change your place, we say that is a Hesach Hadas, and you need to make a new Bracha Rishayna. The ultimate Hesach Hadas, what's the classic Hesach Hadas? Could we even mention it last week? The ultimate Hesach Hadas is benching. You make a Bracha Achrona, that is the ultimate cutting off of your original Bracha, of your original meal, your snack. And then, of course, if you decide to eat more, you need to make a new Bracha Rishayna. We'll discuss separately Bracha Shayna Tzvichas and Bracha Levatala. We'll get there in due time. But that is the ultimate Hesach Hadas. That is obvious. Another case of Hesach Hadas is the following. Let's say I make a mizonos, and I have four cookies. And I say to myself, that's it. Four cookies, that's enough. I can't. I have to stop. That's it. And I put it away. I put the package of cookies in the closet. But even if I don't put it away in the closet, I decide that's it. I'm finished. And then the cookies are sitting in front of me, and I can't control myself, and I decide to have the fifth cookie. The halacha is that you need to make a new borei minei mizonos. Since you decided, whether it was verbally or whether it was in your mind, since you decided you are finished, you are not eating any more mizonos, you're not eating any more cookies, if you change your mind, you don't have to continue to eat. But if you change your mind and you want to continue to eat, you need to make a new mizonos. You take a drink of apple juice, and you say, that's it, I'm finished, no more. And then you decide, you know what, let me have another cup of apple juice. You need to make a new bracha rishayna. Similarly, let's say I make my mizonos, and I say to myself, okay, this mizonos is going to be on four cookies. I'm only going to have four cookies. And then you go ahead and you eat the four cookies, and then you decide to have a fifth cookie. You say, wow, these cookies are really good, and you decide to have a fifth cookie. Also, you need to make a new mizonos, meaning we said two similar cases. One, that you decided after your fourth cookie that's it, I'm finished, I'm not having any more. Or when you made your bracha, you had in mind that this bracha should only be for four cookies because I only want to eat four cookies, and then you decide to have another one. Those, since you had specifically in mind, the bracha only covers what you had in mind, and then when you change your mind, you want to eat more, you need to make a new bracha rishayna. Only on something we said.
Yeah, on this. So, but like this, I find that, let's say with benching, so
I recognize that I'm thirsty, but I forget to take a drink, and then I'm like, I take out a bench or a bench, and then I'm like, oh wait, I forgot I was thirsty. So,
okay, so
that's still like, I had it in my head that I wanted a drink, but I already got a bench.
Once you benched or once you took out a bench?
No, like I took out a bench.
Okay, so we have to discuss that. We'll get, so again, now we're going to say all these topics examples. So far, I only said two things. When you had a specific decision, I am finished.
Oh, that was the question. Was that a decision?
Okay, so that's good. We're going to discuss all these vague situations. But that's, so far, I just wanted to start off with the simple case where you had clear-cut decision, boom, I am finished. Or clear-cut that my bracha is only covering that amount. Many times, as you're already pointing out, it's not so clear-cut. And it's very complicated halachos as far as how much my bracha can cover. What basically comes out for nowadays is the following. Those of you, if you look in Rabbi Banner's Sefer, you'll see a little bit more complicated halachos, but we're going to get down to practical what we do nowadays, and this is the following. The best is, the Mishnah Berurah says and others, the best is that when I come home and I make a hadama on something that I want to eat, or I make eitz on an apple, or if I make a mezonos on some cookies or crackers, the best is to have in mind that anything, you don't have to say it, you can think it, anything that I'm going to eat with this bracha rishona is going to be covered with my bracha. I'm taking a drink of water or apple juice and I'm making a shahakal, the best is that you should have in mind whatever I want to eat until my bar nefashos, until my alamicha, whatever I want to eat that's also shahakal should be covered with this bracha rishona, should be covered with my bar mine mezonos. Most people do not do this, and that's because we don't really have it in mind. One of my students in the Beis Yaakov last year, she does this all the time. So I said, okay, fine, you're a tzaddikus. But I don't think that's the standard, that every single time we come into the kitchen, we open up the cabinet, we take something to eat, we have specific in mind that this should be on any mezonos that I have. If you could be cognizant of that and you have that in mind, that is the best. However, most times we do not have that in mind. We open up the cabinet, we make a mezonos, hopefully we're having kavanah on the bracha itself, we're not having in mind that this mezonos should cover everything I have. So the question is, let's say I make a mezonos and I have some cookies. And then I say, oh wow, look, my wife bought pretzels. I want to have pretzels also. Does my mezonos cover the pretzels? Well, let's say, you know, you didn't think anything specific. You just made your bracha. Does it cover any other food that you eat with that bracha, rishayna? And the halacha is what comes out that it depends on what is normal for you to eat. If it's normal, and it's normal for most people like this, I do believe, that it's normal that I come into the kitchen, I see some candy, I make a shahakal, and I eat the candy. And then I open up the fridge, I see, oh, there's a drink, there's orange juice, apple juice, so that's also a shahakal. That's normal. For me, it's normal. I'm sure for most of you, that's normal. You just go with the flow. You see, whatever, it's very possible, very normal for me to just look what's here, and I go and I continue to eat and I continue to nash. Over there we say that your bracha rishayna, of course, if it's the same bracha rishayna, will cover those foods as well. If it's not something normal for you to eat, so if you have specifically in mind, of course it's covered. But if not, if we say that it's not normal for you to continue to eat like that, then we say it is not covered. Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Banner, who I mentioned before, who wrote the Sefer on Hilchos Brachos, he wrote many other svarim. I called him one time, someone gave me his phone number, and I called him and I asked him the following question. I said, let's say I come home and I eat an apple. I come home, I'm hungry, I don't have anything specific in mind, I open up the refrigerator, I make a ha'etz, and I eat an apple. And then I decide, you know what, let me have a second apple. Do I need to make a new ha'etz? What would you think?
Yeah.
He said, of course you do.
Yeah.
Of course you have to. He says, who eats two apples? He says, you know, the normal big apples, you know, sometimes in Costco they have the small apples. But a big apple, most people do not eat two apples. So of course, if when you make your eitz on the first apple, you have in mind, I will be having two apples. Or I want to cover anything else that I eat, that's her eitz. Then of course you don't have to make a new bracha. But my question to him was, in a standard situation, I come home, I have an apple. That's standard. He says, of course you have to make a new bracha. Who eats two apples? So does everybody agree to him? I can't promise you. But I'm just showing you the severity that it's what is considered normal, practically. What is considered normal for you? If you are on a special cookie diet that you only have four cookies, every day you come home and you have four cookies. Or you set for your children, they come home from school and you have a set snack for them. Cup of milk with three cookies. Everyone gets three cookies. So, and they know that every day they have three cookies. And then one day they decide they want to have a fourth, or you let them have a fourth, chances are they would have to make a new mezonos. It depends what is normal for them. But again, standardly, I would think most people, they come home, they open up their closet, they see what's there. Standard is that they That's normal. To whatever's going to be, that bracha rishayna will be covered. But in these types of situations, a person needs to be careful of what is included in their bracha. Let's say, this touches upon your question. Let's say a person is eating, and they don't say, okay, that's it, I'm finished. And they don't put away the container. But let's say it's at the end of a Shabbos meal, and they say, okay, fine, you know, could someone please bring the benchers? It's time to bench. So is that considered a hesach hadas? Is that considered a decision to stop? You know, that's an expression. Okay, could you please bring the benchers? So does that mean I decided to stop eating? It's not clear. The Gemara actually says that if someone says the expression, havlon v'nevarech, come, let's bench, and let's bring the cup of wine, they would bench on a kais, then they decide they want to eat, they want to continue to eat, they have to make a new bracha. But Rabbi Yashiv says that nowadays, we don't have to worry about that. It says nowadays, which I think this is exactly the question you were asking, Rabbi Yashiv says that you don't have to make a new bracha. Because that's standard. You say, oh, could somebody please bring my mechreinim? Could somebody please bring the benchers? Or, you know, someone plops back in the chair and they say, okay, that's it. I have to, that's enough. I'm finished. Does it really mean that they're finished? They're just, you know, it's just an expression. That's what they say, you know. So, but it doesn't really, they want to be finished. But really.
It should be finished.
Right, it's time to finish up. Wow, okay, I got to get to sleep. You know, let's finish up. But then, you know, something else comes in and they want to continue to eat. So then they would not make a new bracha. That's not considered a hesach hadas. Okay, by a washing situation, maybe it's not a perfect example, but those types of meals, then a person would not need to make a new bracha rishayna because it doesn't necessarily mean that they finished their meal. If someone actually washes maimer chayinim, we discussed over the summer the halachos of washing maimer chayinim for men, for women, those of you who are here, if someone washes maimer chayinim, that is considered a stoppage. And if a person, hold on one second, if a person wants to continue to eating after maimer chayinim, there they would have to eat. Another situation is if, let's say, somebody is a guest by somebody else's house. So there we say that it's totally dependent on the host. If the guest says, okay, that, you know, I'm finished, you know, I'm not eating anymore, but then all of a sudden the host comes out with dessert. They didn't realize there's dessert, but the host is really in charge of who continues the meal or not. So we say that the guest really doesn't have the power to finish the meal. So then we say that a guest always still has the option of to continue to eating. There are those that say that also a husband to a wife, that, you know, who's in charge? The wife is in charge, right, in general. Uh-huh. But for sure, when it comes to how much, when the meal ends and how much food is being served and if there's still going to be more food served, so there are those that say that the husband is dependent on the wife. And if the husband anyway says, okay, you know, let's finish the meal, but then the wife says, what are you talking about? I made dessert. I worked so hard. So then, of course, he doesn't have to make a new bracha rishayna because it was all dependent on the wife and she had decided that the meal is not over.
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on 1 second. One last case as far as Hesach Hadas is, two more cases, by a restaurant. Rav Chaim Kanevsky says, by a restaurant, he says, you don't have to make a new bracha. He said that, you know, you could always order more food, and, you know, generally speaking, the restaurant, you never know, I may decide to have dessert, I may not decide to have dessert, it depends how good the main was, it may depend how expensive the main was, but, you know, chances are you may order a dessert. If you decide, you say, you know, you tell your family before, you better, no appetizers, no dessert, we're just getting an entree, we're just getting the main. So then, yeah, and then you decide, you know what, let's get the dessert. So fine, so then maybe perhaps you would have to make a new bracha rishayna. Generally, we say by all food, the only meal that you washed, everything is included in the washing. When we say, as we know, we'll discuss these halachas by ikar v'tafel, when a person washes, they don't have to make a bracha rishayna on any other foods, except for desserts. We'll discuss the halachos of desserts. But generally speaking, when a person washes, they don't need to make a new bracha rishayna on other foods that come along. One last case is if a person falls asleep in the middle of the meal. Now, a lot of people, especially by a Shabbos Suda, they get too much chalent, and they go to the couch and they lay down. I know somebody who has a kvius. He does this every Shabbos meal, Friday night, and Shabbos day, they go to sleep on the couch. So the halacha is that if a person goes to sleep, then that is considered a hesach hadas. And when a person wakes up, they would have to make a new bracha rishayna. Chances are they would have to wash again, and they would have to even make a bracha. Could be. That maybe depends on using the bathroom in the middle of a meal. I think we discussed those halachos over the summer. But if a person just happens to fall asleep at the chair at the meal, that is that's the way Rav Scheinberg explains what the Shulchan Aruch says. If a person just happens to pop asleep at the meal, and then they wake up, that they don't have to make a new bracha rishayna. But if a person goes to sleep, you know, on the couch, and then they continue to eat afterwards, they don't have to continue to eat, but if they want to continue to eat afterwards, there is also a case of hesach hadas, and they would need to make a new bracha rishayna. Hold on, in the back.
But if they just need to bench.
So if they just need to bench, they will bench. Right. I'm talking about if you want to continue to eat. If you want to continue to eat, you know, again, like you don't have to continue, but if you want to continue to eat, you would have to make a new bracha rishon. You had a question in the back?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure when you talked about the hesakadas that when you have a regular meal, like on a Wednesday night meal.
So that depends on your knowledge. You know, if my wife, you know, serves me chicken, so there's a bunch of pieces of chicken, and there's rice, and there's salad. So I take singles, a little bit of everything, or a lot of everything, and I eat. And then, you know, put the kids to sleep, things like that. They do homework, and maybe in the middle of the meal, but chances are I'll take another piece of chicken. Chances are I'll take some more salad or more rice. So there I would not need to make a new brach rishayna, unless I tell myself, sit, supper's over, I'm finished, and that's it.
But if there's a break in the meal, you don't have to make a new brach.
Right, just because there's a break, you would not need to make a new brach rishayna.
Question? Yeah, in the example you brought with bread or apple, so if you have in mind that you're only going to have like one piece of bread, right? And then you want another one, so you have... You have to bench in between, right?
So there, no, you would not need to bench. No, I'm talking about without benching in between, you would just need to make a new bracha rishayna.
You have to wash again.
So if you're in the middle of your meal, not where a person went to sleep, where they don't have control over their hands, but if in the middle of your meal, you would not need to wash again. Perhaps would you have to wash without a bracha? Let me look back at that again. If you definitely wouldn't have to wash with alatil sedaim.
With the apple, when you said like
You wouldn't make a burn of fashos. No, you just make another heitz. You just make another heitz.
Why?
Because your bracha rishayna only covered apple number one. It didn't cover apple number two.
Yeah, but if you're starting with apple number two, it's almost like a new meal. So why don't you have to say bracha?
Because it's not a new meal. I decided to continue this meal, so this snack, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I don't need to make a burn of fashos on my first snack. I just continue with the new bracha rishayna, and the burn of fashos after that apple will cover both. Question very quickly.
What if in the middle of a shop, Friday night meal, you put a baby to sleep and you doze off? Do you have to?
So if a person just dozes off, you know, then it's all like by mistake. You know, they lay down with the child, which is never a good idea. But even during the week, because then they want it the next night. But if a person lays down with the child and they happen to plop asleep, so then they would not need to make a new bracha. Okay, moving right along. We're going to discuss now the order of. You may be wondering about the order of how we're choosing these halachos. It's really based on the order of how I teach it in the Beis Yaakov, which is based on other considerations, but you'll be able to follow. We're going to discuss now other halachos in regards to bracha achrayna, which came up once or twice today and last week. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. These are halachos that I'm sure you all know. To make a bracha rishayna on a food or a drink, the halacha is that a person is obligated to make a bracha rishayna, a first bracha. Sha'akal, ha'eitz, adama, mezainas, Hamoitzi, Hagafen, even if a person eats or drinks a tiny, tiny bit. A person just wants to eat a tiny, tiny bit. They just want one jelly bean, or they just want, just to taste some salad dressing, and they just want to lick it. If a person is going to swallow it, which is most of the cases, those of you who may be familiar with cases where tasting, with the Shulchan Aruch says te'ima, which means to taste, that's talking about where you don't swallow it. You just put something to your lips, to your tongue, and spit it out. But in most situations where a person is going to swallow it, even if a person has a tiny, tiny morsel of food, a person needs to make a bracha rishayna. Whatever the proper bracha rishayna is for that food or drink, a person needs to make a bracha rishayna. As far as water, we'll discuss water separately when sometimes water doesn't require a bracha rishayna, but that has nothing to do with how much is being drunken. But even if a person eats a tiny bit, a person needs to make a bracha rishayna. For a bracha achreina, for an after bracha, berina fashos, al hamichya, and birchas hamazon, there a person needs, let's talk about food first, we'll talk about liquids separately. For food, it needs to be the size of a kezias. If a person eats a kezias, then a person is obligated to make a bracha achreina. If a person eats less than a kezias, a person is not allowed to make a bracha achreina. We'll get there. Very good. We'll get there. You can give this here. But if a person eats a kezias, a person needs to make a bracha achreina. Before we get to how big a kezias is, there's one complicated situation, which is the following. It's something that's called a beria. A beria means a natural whole creation. Beis, reish, yud, hey, a beria, a natural item that is whole. Meaning the example we said before, as far as a jelly bean is not a natural whole item. It may be whole, but it's not natural. A cookie is not natural. But there are many situations where a person could eat one item that's less than a kezias, but it's a whole creation For example, a blueberry, a grape, a chickpea, an olive, a poppy seed, a sesame seed, a cashew, an almond, a pistachio, a sardine. There's many situations where there's a discussion if a kernel of corn is considered a beria or not, or if a pomegranate seed is considered a beria or not, or is that part of a whole. But there are many situations where a person could eat one beria or two or three, but it is not the size of a kezias. In such a situation, there is a doubt, there's a machlokas, and therefore a doubt, whether a person should make a bracha achreina on a whole beria that is less than a kezias. Again, if you eat a bunch of grapes and it's more than a kezias, then of course you have to make a bracha achreina. But let's say I eat only one grape, or one blueberry, or two, and I know that it's less than a kezias, there is a suffix. Since it is a suffix, so halacha is that a person would not go ahead and make a bracha achreina on such an item. However, since it is a suffix, a person should preferably not put themselves in that situation. A person should not go ahead and eat one blueberry or eat one grape. As far as a bracha rishayna, you know you have to make your bracha rishayna, but you're putting yourself in a situation of a doubt in regards to the bracha achreina. Therefore, you should do one of the following. Either you should eat a bunch of grapes or a bunch of cashews or a bunch of almonds, whatever it is, you should eat a lot of them, and this way you know that it's a kezias and you know that you need to make a bracha achreina. Or there's another option, which is the following. Mishnah Berurah says what you're allowed to do is cut the beria in half. If you cut the beria in half, and you could eat both halves, but if you cut it first, then we say that it loses its chashivas, it loses its importance. That's the idea, that since it's a whole item, then even though it's less than a kezias, perhaps it has importance, it has chashivas. If you cut it, then we say that it loses its chashivas, and then I could go ahead and eat both halves. Rabbi Yashiv even says, which I was surprised when I saw this, I wouldn't have thought this, but then but Rabbi Yashiv did say that if a person just bites half of the grape, swallows, and then eats the other half of the grape, he says that's also good enough. He says that also makes it that you don't need to make, that you for sure don't need to make a bracha achreina, unless of course you have a kezias eventually. But if you eat it like that, not just that you break it beforehand or cut it beforehand or crush it, even if you just bite half, instead of putting it in your mouth the whole time at once, you bite half of it and then you bite another half, Rabbi Yashiv says also over there, that is sufficient to remove all doubt, and now you do not need to make a bracha achreina. How? Yeah. Only on what we said already.
Yeah, no, but just like, so I'm thinking of things, let's say like pistachio nuts.
Okay.
Like, you eat them very slowly, like, to either because I have pistachio nuts, if they're whole.
Okay, so you have a...
Until you crack them, until you eat one, until you...
Okay, so now I didn't get to that yet. As far as how fast you have to eat it, I didn't get there yet. Give me a chance. Hold on 1 second. Let me just finish this section, I'll take your question. How big is a kezias? And do not answer me the size of an olive. Kezias, we know the translation of the word kezias means an olive. However, unfortunately, we cannot just simply go over to our olives, the green olives, the black olives, and just see how big it is corresponding to an olive. We say that the olives and the eggs have changed in size since the times of Chazal. Perhaps they've even doubled, perhaps they've even gotten half the size. Therefore, it's a big discussion. Nowadays, how big is a kezias? Those of you who are familiar with Rabbi Saul Pinchas Banner, he has a sefer, a separate sefer just on what is a kezias. It's my kid's favorite sefer of mine, because there's all different types of pictures of all the different foods, and it's a very pretty book, and he says how big each foods are, how big is a kezias for each food. What he comes out is the following. If you have a regular slice of rye bread, a regular slice of rye bread, meaning there's two loaves of rye bread. There's 1 pound and there's 2 pounds. The regular loaves of rye bread that we have, let's say in Kosher Connection, are 2 pounds. In Eretz Yisrael, they're 1 pound, but in they're smaller. Everything in Eretz Yisrael is smaller. The pizza pies are smaller, the loaves of bread are smaller, but the loaves of bread that we have standard in Kosher Connection is a 2 pound loaf of bread. If you take the middle slice of such a loaf of rye bread, take the middle slice, which is the biggest slice of rye bread, 1/4 of that slice is considered a kezias. Not very big. 1/4 of a middle of that slice, the middle slice of a 2 pound loaf of rye bread, is considered a kezias. If you're able to correspond and you're able to know that you ate the size of a kezias, then you are able to make a bracha achreina. There are situations where you're not sure if you ate a kazayas. You know, like you mentioned before, you had two cookies. So maybe it depends what type of cookies there are. If they're black and white cookies, you know, of course they're kazayas. Even one cookie is a kazayas. But sometimes you have smaller cookies and you're not sure if it's kazayas. What should a person do when they're not sure if they ate a kazayas or not? The answer is eat more. Eat more. Now, not always are you able to eat more. Not always do you want to eat more. Not always do you have access to eat more. Let's say, you know, someone just gave you a couple cookies, and now you put yourself, shouldn't have perhaps, but if you already ate the amount that you're not sure if it's a kazayas or not, so of course, since you're not sure, you do not make the bracha achrona, but the best would be to eat more cookies or eat more or whatever it is. Again, I'm talking about solids now. I have to get the liquid separately. To know that you ate a kazayas, or eat very little that you know that it's not a kazayas. My favorite story is that my brother once went to Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael to visit him. It was Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and he went to his house, and the Rebbetzin served my brother homemade ragalach. So the regular ragalach that we buy, you know, like they have the packages of ragalach, Rabbi Bander says that 3/4 of a ragalach is a kazayas. Not very big. And 3/4 of a ragalach.
Like a little thing.
And
Rabbi
Banu says 3/4 of that, and Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky says in his Haskama to Rabbi Banu Sefer, he says it's a great Sefer and it's a very important Sefer to have, but your kazayas are too big. Even too big, Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky says. He says, when I got engaged, the Chazon Ish made a l'chaim with me. He had a couple little almonds and it was besides the barrier issues, but a couple almonds, and he says that's a kazayas. Okay, we're not going to go with that. We'll go with Rabbi Banner. He did the sugi very well. I mean, of course, the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky did as well, but it's not very big. 3/4, he says, of a ragalach. But this Rebbetzin served homemade ragalach, so they were much smaller than the regular ragalach. So she placed the plate in front of my brother, and this Rosh Hashiva told my brother that he's allowed to take either 2 or 8. He's only allowed to take 2, either 1 or 2, or 8, 9, or 10, because 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 is a doubt whether it's a kazayas or not. So he's allowed to take either 2 or 8. That's what he told him, either 2 or 8. So that's my favorite story. All my friends in yeshiva know that's my favorite story. Whenever there's like some nash in the coffee room, everyone says to me, either 2 or 8, either 2 or 8. So my brother took 0, I think. But that a person should not put themselves in a situation of a doubt of kazayas. If a person does, then of course the best would be to eat more, and second best, then your person does not make a bracha achreina. As you are all pointing out, I know you have some questions. Hold on 1 second.
One question about kazayas. Isn't it 1 ounce measure?
No. But I know the displacement theory you're talking about.
Ounce
is a liquid measure.
No, wait.
Either it's
28.
Oh, and that is getting involved as far as weight. That gets involved in a complicated question, which is: do we go based on the volume or based on the density? Let's say you have marble or a marble cake or a sponge cake that's very not very dense. So do you include the air pockets or not? Okay, fine, but that's much harder for people to gauge. Even is this an ounce? You know, to weigh it. As far as size, normally we're able to if you could do based on that, if you have the package in front of you, definitely a possibility. Yeah, if you have the package in front of you. You had a question?
Yeah, let me see if I remember. Yeah, when you're eating the blueberry thing and you don't sure if you had enough, can you mix that with a different food?
A different food with the same bracha achrona.
Yeah.
With the same bracha, because we're discussing now the bracha achrona.
Yeah, with the same bracha achrona.
Yeah, blueberries are bracha nefashos. Yeah, you could eat other foods. It doesn't have to be the same food itself. As long as other foods with the same bracha achrona, yeah, you would continue to eat. As some of you are mentioning, that this kazayas, the quarter of a slice of rye bread, the middle slice, this kazayas needs to be eaten within a certain span of time. This span of time is called kedei achilas pras. Kedei chav dalad yud achilas alef chav yud lama lamed samach salamed sof and pras is pei resh samach. So loosely translated, pras means a piece, but loosely translated, what it means is the normal way, the normal amount of time it takes to eat a certain size of bread. And we say there's a big discussion: how many minutes is kedei achilas pras? So we paskin basically that kedei achilas pras is 3 or 4 minutes. That's based on Rav Moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chazon Ish, the Yashiv. They say basically that it's 3 or 4 minutes. So this kazayas that we keep on saying how big the ragalach is, etc., and how many pistachios and all those, it needs to be eaten within 3 or 4 minutes. I think we discussed this when we discussed over the summer halachas of Lechem Mishnah, as far as how much you need to eat by a Shabbos suit. The kazayas, 2 kazayas, needs to be eaten within kedei achilas pras, which is in within 3 or 4 minutes. Not to be confused with another amount of time that some of you may be familiar with, as far as Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. pregnant and nursing and things like that, there we say how many minutes? 9 minutes, right? And a lot of times the Rav will tell a woman that she's allowed to eat less than a kezias within 9 minute intervals. Why 9 minutes? There's various opinions how long is kedei achilas pras. It varies from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. We paskin that it's 3 or 4 minutes. But there are some opinions, the Chasam Sofer says 9 minutes. So of course, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we want to be very strict. We don't want you, by mistake, to eat a kezias within a span of kedei achilas pras. So we give you the strictest shear, which means to, as far as the space in between your eatings should be 9 minutes. I'm sure your husband a lot of times will tell people sometimes that they need to eat, you know, on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur within a 9 minute span. That's the largest shear for Kedei Achilas Pras, so we say 9 minutes. But that's not how we paskin as far as when are we obligated to make a bracha achreina. We paskin 3 or 4 minutes. This is very negeya when I am sitting and I have a bag of chips, or like you said, pistachios, or and you take a nibble and then you take another nibble and you take another nibble, or as far as, let's say, you know, by a Shabbos Suda, yeah, I have a little bit of challah by the gefilte fish, and a little bit of challah by the soup, and a little bit of challah later. This kezias that needs to be eaten as far as bracha achreina, yeah, very good, we're going to have to discuss liquids shortly, as far as tea and coffee and hot cocoa and soup, but as far as foods, it needs to be eaten b'chdei achilas prathos within a span of 3 or 4 minutes. This that you're obligated to have, that to make a bracha achreina has to be within 3 or 4 minutes, does not need to be within the first 3 or 4 minutes. Does not need to be within the first 3 or 4 minutes. For example, let's say I made a hadama on potato chips. So I do not need to have a kezias of potato chips within the first 3 or 4 minutes to be obligated to make my bracha achrona. To make my bracha achrona, I just have to take a tiny bite of the potato chips. But as long as at any point during my eating session, I had a kezias of potato chips in a 3 or 4 minute span, that obligates me to make a bracha achrona. It's preferable to have it within the first 3 or 4 minutes, for sure, by a Shabbos Suda. There are those that say you should, but halacha l'maaseh, we don't actually paskin like that. So at any point you have a kezias within that span, it's also negeya by an ice cream cone. You take a lick, and then another lick, and then another lick, and another lick. A person needs to be careful that they had that kezias within a 3 or 4 minute span. Very negeya by gum and sucking candies. Okay, sucking candies on gums, quite possibly it's not a kezias in the first place. So of course it's not a beria. You don't have to make a bracha achrona, but something that you do eventually eat a kezias needs to be within a 3 or 4 minute span. Yeah, very quickly.
You mentioned 1 ounce. I was eating something just now, and I said, "Oh, it'll be fine." Now I don't make a bracha achrona on tea because you don't.
Okay, so we have to discuss tea.
So
we're about to discuss it if we have time.
I'm combining it with a shahakal that I made, and then I made a haik on these little things, these apple things. But then I looked at the bag; it says 0.7. So do I make a bracha achrona?
Okay, you lost me in the middle. Let me take a look.
I know if I should make bracha achrona now.
I don't know how much you ate.
0.7 ounce.
Okay, for now, don't make a bracha achrona until I talk to you after this year. That's for sure. Okay, I'll have to take a look. I'll try to help you afterwards.
If it was like water, then I would have just said, okay, I made chocolate, drank in a normal time span,
Okay, so let's see. Let's discuss it after. I don't have clear exactly your case. Let's discuss liquids. Very important. L'chadchila, how much is the amount that you're obligated to make a bracha achrona on liquids? So we say that's the size of a revius. A revius is resh vez yud ayin yud saf. So there's a difference of opinions. How big is a revius? The Chazon Ish has the most largest opinion, which is 4.5 ounces. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's smaller than that. Is it 3 ounces or 3.3 ounces? If a person has 3.3 ounces, you are able to make a bracha achrona. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. You would make a bracha achrona. But again, sorry, the Chazon Ish says 5.3 ounces. Others say 4.5. There's various different opinions. And of course, the same idea as we said by the kezias. The best is to not put yourself in a case of a doubt. A person should have, preferably, the amount that they know is a revius for sure. You should try to have 4.5, maybe even 5.3 ounces. If you have a can and you see how many ounces it is, that's definitely the best way. There's a tremendous discussion, how fast does this revius need to be drunk? Meaning we said, as far as the solid that it needs to be within 3 or 4 minutes, there's a big discussion in the Paiskim, how long of a span is it for liquids to be drunk? There are those that say, the Chofetz Chaim seems to say this, that it needs to be drunk very quickly, within 2 gulps. You have to drink that revius within 2 gulps, one, and then a short pause in between, and then another gulp. Yeah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that this is the minig of the world. I don't know, maybe perhaps things have changed.
That's a lot. 5 ounces and 2 bowls.
Yeah, so that wait a second, I'm not finished. I'm not sure if that is still the minhag. I don't think so. I did not come out like this in class, and then a father of one of my students came over to me by nightside and he said, the Mishabur, the Zaysa Bracha. I don't think that is the minhag. I don't know about people who make bracha achronas on their foods and drinks, which is what everyone should be doing, that they're makbid only to drink it in 2 gulps. There are those that say, not like that. The Piskachuvers brings many that also that we have the same shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, that you have within the same span of 3 or 4 minutes. Who says it? I know Rabelski says like some type of a compromise, but the Piskachuvers, the Sefer Piskachuvers, brings many, many Piskim like that. And I do believe, and I didn't get a chance to double check with Rabbi Sachs beforehand, perhaps I should have, I think he's in Eretz Yisrael right now, but I do believe you'd be allowed to rely on that as far as the same 3 or 4 minute span, you would go ahead and make a bracha achrena. I saw Rabbi Belsky said that 1 minute, I'm not sure where he got that from, 100%, but it's somewhat of a compromise. I'm going to hold off on questions now. So a person would drink that amount, then a person would be obligated. In that amount of time, a person would be obligated. Where it's very negaya, as you pointed out, and you pointed out, by tea and coffee, at least if it's hot, and soup. You take a sip, and then a sip, and then another sip. A person needs to be careful. Did they drink that revius within that amount of time? That those that are makbid to wait by the end of the tea, they'll leave it, you know, that it's cooled off. Rabbi Shmuel Orbach used to do this, and then gulp it down at the end, and this way you know you had a revius within that span of time. Or you could eat some other type of food with the same bar nefashas foods, but a person needs to be very careful as far as tea and coffee and hakoko and soup and other liquids that are very hot, that you have the shear, you have the revius within that time span of 3 or 4 minutes. Two last halachas in regards to bracha achrayna, and then we'll stop, is the following. We said that the shear for food is a kezayis, and the shear for liquids is a revius. Let's say I have a half of a kezayis of food and a half of a revius of a liquid. So let's say a half of a kezayis, I don't mean a half necessarily, let's say it's 0.9, but half of a kezayis of an apple and half of a kezayis of apple juice, a half of a revius of apple juice. So the halacha is that solids and liquids do not combine. Solids and liquids do not combine to obligate you in making a bracha achrona. So you would not make a bracha achrona in such a case. I only had a half a kezayis of a solid and only had a half of a revius of a liquid. I do not make a bracha achrona. However, sorry?
That answers that question.
Okay, fine. Well, yeah, I have to see how much she ate and drank. However, let's say a person had a half of a kezayis of cookies, so no alamichia, but I also had a half of a kezayis of an apple. So it's a half of a kezayis of a bar nefashas food and a half of a kezayis of an alamichia food, but they're both solids, they're both foods. So there the halacha is that they do combine, but they combine to a bar nefashas. You had a kezayis of solid, therefore you have to make a bracha achrona, but you make the bar nefashos, you make the more general bracha, which is why it's less chashiv, because it's more general, and that covers the solids that you ate, even though half of it was an alamichya food, but you had half of an alamichya food and half of a bar nefashos food, there you do make a bracha achrona, but it is a bracha bar nefashos.
Why do you make the lesser one?
Because it's more general. If it's more general, we say that it could also include the mazonos that I ate. An alamichya is not proper for an apple. But a bar nefashos b'dieved is...
For
an alamichya is not proper for an apple. But a bar nefashos is b'dieved proper for a cookie. So therefore, if you add half of each, then it will combine to that bracha achrona. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, Bez Hashem, we'll do other lachos still of
Hafez Brachos. So I didn't finish my coffee and it's very...